Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. I tell you what, I've had a wonderful morning. Got up early, was out at the harbor getting ready for my men's breakfast. And I tell you, I always love connecting with people. And I had a young lady that had approached me a couple, 3 weeks ago as I was eating breakfast and just said, "Troy, I've heard you and some of the guys around the table talk, and I know that you've got a dysfunctional family, and I'd just like for you to pray for my brother who's in jail on drug charges." I said, "Oh, man, no problem there." And we just had a great conversation, and I've kept him in my prayers. And I saw her this morning, said, "How's your brother doing?" And she goes, "You know, he's out of prison or out of jail. He was in the county jail." She goes, he's got 3 years probation, and he's founding a church, and he's relaxing and trying to get his life together. And it's like, you know, it's just cool when people that you meet, perfect strangers, have eavesdropped on your conversations, know who you are, and they can connect with you like that and feel safe to be able to come to you and just, you know, either get your input or your prayers in this case. And it's just cool. But today we're still on a level three. We've gone through modeling, motivating, now we're mentoring. How to connect with people. And I think this is important, folks. This is probably the hub of becoming a person of influence, because it's not every day that people can connect. It's not every day that you're going to find people that you even want to connect with, first and foremost. But connecting enables other people to travel to higher levels. Now, think about this for a second. This isn't in the book. I want to analyze out loud. If people are going through life and they have bombardments in their lives, they have setbacks in their lives, they have craziness in their life, they have economic downturns, they have emotional downturns, they have all this negative energy that just pops them all the time. Isn't it going to be a cool thing when they can find somebody who will lift them up, who they can connect with? John writes it like this: "Connection is a very important part of the process of mentoring others. And it's absolutely critical if you want to influence people in a positive way. When you navigate for others, you come alongside of them, travel their road for a while, helping them handle some of the obstacles and difficulties in their life. But when you connect with them, you're asking them to come alongside of you, travel your road for your and their mutual benefit." Now think about this. There's been people in all of our lives that have come in, we've traveled with them a little bit, we quickly learn that they are not the person that we thought they were on the surface. And this takes really getting to know people, knowing the underside of the people. Remember, we've talked about this in the past, that leadership is kind of like an iceberg. You only see 10% of it on the top. We can also say, I mean, character, leadership, all of that. It's that 95% that's inside that we don't see until certain circumstances bring it out. Well, when you have people that have come into your life and you've reached level three of influence and you're influencing them, there's 9 steps that you want to use to make sure that you're connecting in the right way. And this is important, because if you're not connecting in the right way, then you're probably not connecting at all, or worse yet, you're connecting in a negative way. You know, I think back to some of the legends in life, and I think of Adolf Hitler, and most people might say, "Well, Troy, he's not a legend." Well, he is to certain people. And if you look at the influence, he literally has reached, sadly, level 4, which we'll get into tomorrow, of influence, because he has multiplied, even after his death, people who follow his teachings, who follow what he was about. And just because we try to always focus on the positive side of influence, there is a negative side to influence that we have to be cautious of. And I think these 9 steps are going to help us to do this right. So write this down. Number 1, don't take people for granted. Leadership is not the same as dictatorship. Influence is not the same as manipulation. So don't take people for granted. You can't connect with people and lead them only if you can only connect with people if you value them. If you don't value people, what you're going to try to do is end up manipulating them, and that's never going to work. You can't do that, folks. Valuing people is the first step in the connection process. So don't take people for granted. That means maybe, you know, we got a friend of ours that wrote the other day about the fact that people aren't as respectful as they used to be, and maybe it's because they always feel taken for granted. I don't know. So don't take people for granted. Number two, possess a make a difference mindset. See, the difference between a servant leader like Jim Jordan over at Network 21 and an Adolf Hitler is that everything Adolf Hitler did was to benefit him. Everything that Jim Jordan does is to benefit others, because he knows by benefiting others that he will be benefited. That's the key here. So possess a make a difference mindset. If you desire to accomplish something, and it doesn't matter if it's great, if it doesn't matter what it could be, just a little thing. But if you desire to accomplish something, then you need to possess a make a difference attitude. Anytime you don't believe that you can make a difference, you won't. I can remember, and I've said this in some other shows, but my mom used to read this Bible story to me. It's the only one I remember as a kid. And it was called Knock Out the T. When you knock out the T from the word can't, it becomes can. And that one story stuck with me all my life. It made me realize, you know what, if I just put my nose to the grindstone, if it's something that I'm truly committed to and it's something that I truly have a passion for, then I can make it work. See, that's the key right there. But think about this, because if you're going to have a make-a-difference mindset, if you're going to use that mindset to connect with other people, then here's some things that you need to do. You've got to believe that you can make a difference. See, if you don't believe that you can truly make a difference in your life, you're not going to make a difference in somebody else's. You've got to believe that what you share with people will make a difference. You know, we're all the same when it comes to the human side of life. One comment, one negative critical comment in our lives can wipe out 10 positive comments that we have. And it's because whatever reason we have this tendency to fixate on the negative instead of the positive. And you have to focus on the positive. And if you question that, you can just look at the newspaper every day, and you can see how one negative comment on the president or one negative comment towards a celebrity just can cause them to go into a tailspin. You know, they'll have their press secretary say negative stuff, or next thing you know, they're out screwing up their life. So you got to be cautious here. That you've got to believe that you can make a difference. You've got to believe that what you share is making a difference. You've got to believe that the person that you share with can make a difference. See, that's the ultimate right there, is that the person that you share with can make a difference. If you believe in people, that's going to happen. And you've got to believe that together you can make a big difference. Folks, these are key. You know, this is, when you think about this for a second, if you possess that make a difference mindset, you're going to believe in yourself. You're going to believe in others. You're going to be able to take the hits and get back up. You know, there's a movie. It's a man movie. It's not like Sweet Home Alabama or anything. It's got Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of my favorite actors. And it's not because he's a great actor. It's just he always plays in these manly movies with an underlying cause or crusade, and I love that. And besides that, he's bald. But this latest movie is called Damage. And when I look at that, as I was reading this chapter again and I was watching that movie yesterday, I thought, man, you know, here's a guy that's in the movie is this ex-con that's beating the snot out of people. But the whole reason that he's doing these fights is not to gain some recognition. What happened was, in prison, he realized he'd been a taker all his life. Now he was giving back, and he was trying to raise $200,000 for an 8-year-old girl to have a heart transplant. See, when you have that make-a-difference attitude, when you believe in other people, you can accomplish so much, and it doesn't matter what the critics say. Number three, you have to initiate movement towards the person that you're connecting with. That's very powerful right there. Too many times we repel people. Too many times we've had the I've been shafted syndrome, and we let that get inside of us, and we don't We don't break that down and forget about it. Think about this for a second. I'm gonna get a little spiritual for a second, but I love this story. So think about this. If Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God, and if the Bible from a spiritual standpoint is accurate, and I'm saying if, not because I don't believe it, because I know there's some people on the show that may not, but let's put it in context for a second. Do you realize that for 3.5 years, just during his ministry, let's forget about his childhood and his teen years and all that, just during the 3.5 years where he had a ministry according to the Bible, he always initiated movement towards the people he was connecting with, even though he knew in the end that he was going to be crucified by some of these same people. Now that is when you know you've got influence. That's when you know that you do believe in yourself and you believe in other people. And when you look at that just in context, forget all the, you know, the spiritual side, just look at that for a second the way it is. That's what we've got to try to do. We've got to connect with people, even if we know that their agenda may be skewed. Because if we keep the right mindset and if we connect with people, maybe, just maybe, we can break through that outer shell that says, well, I'm going to screw you before you screw me because I'm afraid of getting shafted again. And sometimes it's just a misperception. Sometimes we screw up in our own talk, but that's what you have to do. And according to Tom Peters, who is like the granddaddy of management training out there, he says the number one managerial productivity problem in America is quite simple. Managers who are out of touch with their people and out of touch with their customers. And I thought, man, that's powerful right there. How many times do we think we're going to build an organization? We jump into a company. We've been sponsored by somebody. We've got a franchise owner that we've bought into. We've got a partner or something. And then we're just left high and dry. They don't connect. They're not a people person. I was talking with some people this week, and they believe it's all about sales. Make a sale, 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 and go on down the road. Nothing about building relationships. And I question that because I believe that the law of connection is what rules over everything else. Number four. Look for common ground. Man, guys, this is big. Anytime that you're trying to connect with another person, you've got to start where you both can agree on something. You know, you've got to start where there's something in common interest. You know, I've got a young lady that I've met in network marketing, very, very, very powerful gal. And we connected where we had common ground. She had seen one of my websites. She realized that I had a passion to help people, women, men. It didn't matter that were battered, that were beaten, that were broken, that had been in the human trafficking. Whatever the case is, we had this passion to get people and give them a fresh start. And she had gone through 17 years of an abusive relationship. We started on common ground, folks. That's what you have to do. That's how you're able to help people. And by being open and likable, I guarantee you can break half the battle. By being humble, and I don't mean an egotistical humbleness. I'm talking about realizing that you make mistakes. I'm talking about realizing that even when you're mentoring others, you may have to come back to them and say, you know what, I think I was wrong on that. I want to talk to you about that. This is something that when you're an advocate, and you do advocacy work, you sometimes have to do. One of the things that I do is I will come across pretty strong on certain companies. I have a company that I've come out very strong against called Data Network Affiliates. And I just read an article on MSNBC this week where they're looking at this company, and they weren't as hard on them as I was. You know, and it makes you have to sit there and say, okay, let me dig a little deeper. Is there something I missed? I still haven't changed my thoughts on part of their process, but as a leader, as somebody that's wanting to connect with people, you've got to be able to do that. You've got to realize that people are going to misunderstand some of what you're trying to do. They will think you have a hidden agenda when you don't. They will think that you're trying to go down a road when you're not. And it's amazing to me because I have people so many times that will say, hey, Troy, will you want to build this business with me? Hey, Troy, can I get you to do it? And I think, no, man, I'm done with that. Yeah, I know, but I know what you're doing on the surface, but you know, if we have this hidden position, if we do this, if we do that. And it's like, you know, my goal is not to build, guys. My goal is to go out there and really make a difference. And I don't know how that's going to all be, but I'm going to make a difference however I can. Does that mean down the road that might change? Sure, man, we know that happens. But what you have to do, what you've got to focus on, and this is the big one, is that you've got to realize that you need common ground, that you've got to work on common ground. Because when you're on common ground with people, you connect and you take them to the next level. Number five, this is huge. Recognize and respect differences in personalities. Look, your life experiences, where you were born, how you were born, how you were raised, will bring so much difference in your life. I was at men's breakfast today talking with some buddies of mine. One of them's a pastor. One of them's I don't know if he's a millionaire anymore. We've all gotten hit so bad in the economy, but he has the largest dry cleaning company on the Emerald Coast. Goes from Panama City to Pensacola. And we were all sitting there talking, and it was so humorous as we chatted. First, the pastor's talking about his days and when he was young and was selling, you know, different types of controlled substances here in the Destin area. You know, the dry cleaning guy was talking about how he had run some controlled substances in and out of the Bahamas with his dad. I'm sitting here talking about how we used to work with these organized crime and these gangs from Colombia during the 80s. We all had these different things in common. We've all grown through that. We've all become different people. But each of us have different personalities today. One became a preacher. One became a successful businessman. Then there's Troy that's just hanging out and having fun, trying to make a living. But when you look at our personalities and how together they make one cohesive unit, we're able to sit there and talk and share life experiences with other people and gain that common ground. And all of a sudden people realize, man, it's safe to talk with these guys. You know, that's the key. Your personality, you're going to have guys that are introverted. You know, they're that melancholy. You're going to have the phlegmatic type. You're going to have the choleric type. And I'm not an expert at all that. I know you've got the sanguine personality that is fun and outgoing. That's sometimes how my pastor acts these days. You've got the melancholy personalities of those people that are, they're kind of introverted. They're task oriented. They want to get it done. I've got a good friend of mine, Harry Wilkes, that's that way. You've got that phlegmatic personality that wants peace in everything. And matter of fact, network marketers are full of this. You'll find so many of those that's a prominent piece. Then you'll find those choleric type that they have to have power. They have to have control. They're strong willed. You know, it's their way or the highway type. And all of us have parts of this. But when you can realize that, when that's part of your mindset, when you're connecting with people, then as you find that common ground and then you realize how the personalities are, you're able to connect with them and help them reach a higher level of what they're looking for. Folks, that's very important. Most people are not like you. Most people haven't gone through what you've gone through. You know, I look at my little brother and I, we were on the phone this morning early, and we were talking about people that we knew, served prison time for cocaine, been divorced four or five times now. He said, man, we could have been down that same road. I said, I know. He said, obviously somebody's got a hand in our life, and somebody's been doing a lot of praying. Folks, that's what it is right there. You've got to recognize the differences. You've got to pull them along. You've got to come alongside those people that you wonder about sometimes. Number six, I love this. I just love this book. Number six, find the key to others' lives. See that? You've got to dig deep. You've got to go in there and you've got to find it. You know, you've got to be able to connect with those people. You've got to find what makes them tick. You need to know what's important to them. That's why Jim and I constantly tell you, ask questions. When you ask questions about people and then you listen, You find out what makes them tick. You find out what's at the core substance of their being, and you're able to take them to that next level. See, if you don't dig deep, then what's going to happen is you're not going to connect when you think you can. This is why sometimes you'll be in a communication with somebody. They'll come to you. You'll be talking to them. You'll think you've connected, and then the next thing you know, they've committed suicide, and you're wondering, how'd you miss it? That's the tough part right there. So you have to know deep and find the key to other people's lives. Find what really makes them tick. Number 7, you got to communicate from the heart, not the head. Everybody's got knowledge. Everybody thinks they know something. Everybody goes out there and tries to learn something else. But at the heart level is where you gain wisdom. At the heart level is where the emotional connection takes place. I watched this show on Hallmark Channel the other night. I married a romantic, and I guess I just love romantic movies. And I'm sitting here watching this show, and this guy sits down. He's an attorney, and he sits across the table from a mergers and acquisition girl, cute little thing. She's the heroine in the movie. And he pulls out a ring, and he says, "I've wanted to have a conversation with you. I think that right now, in the stage of life that you are, you're older, you're more mature, you have this great career, that politically it would be great if we got married." Now, don't go saying something like that to a female. That's not what she wants to hear. And it's so funny, because he was connecting with the head. He was connecting with that logical part that said, here's, boom, 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 I put all of this together. And he wanted to be in control, kind of that choleric personality. Obviously, that isn't who she married. She ended up getting married to a guy that was a chef, the way these movies go when women write them. Otherwise, she'd have married some big-time biker guy, and it would have been a cool deal. But you got to connect at the heart. You got to communicate from the heart. They have to know that you care. See, once you've initiated the conversation, once you've initiated that connection that you're working with, you've found the common ground. You've discovered what really matters to them. You're communicating with them. They know what matters to you. Now, you start using your heart. I mean, think about this guy. And ladies, please don't get offended, but can you picture a guy saying, "Honey, you know, it's time that we have a baby. We need to procreate. We need to make sure everything's in order." And boom, there's nothing romantic about that. You got to connect at the heart with people. Even a strong tough types, you know, the Jim Gilhouse of the world that jumps on his bike and flies these helicopters and goes into battle zones. Man, he loves to connect at the heart. That's why Annette and him have been married all these years. They connect at the heart. Folks, that's what it's about in any relationship, whether you're building a business, whether you're building a friendship, no matter what, it's at the heart. And here's what happens. If it's one-sided, you're trying to connect at the heart and nobody else is, here's what's going to happen. It will implode on itself, and you will probably make an enemy for life. I guarantee you that. You've got to make sure there's no hidden agendas, that everything is out there. When something like that happens, you've got to let it go. You've got to roll. Number 8, share common experiences. That's what we were doing around the table today. We were sharing common experiences. We were sharing about how in the 80s, you know, NASCAR was used to bring cocaine in the Midwest. We were talking about how you could go to Peru and get marijuana for 50 cents a handful. I mean, and I know y'all are on the show thinking you guys have a whacked out men's breakfast with your pastor. But here's the kicker. We don't hide our past from each other. See, when you're connecting at the heart, when you're becoming people of influence, you find that common ground. You share those experiences together. I was on Facebook last night watching BK Barreco at Sex Success University. I'll get that out right. Success University. And he was sharing what was going on. And across the room, here's Art Jonak on Facebook sharing some of his experiences. And I know that they met up and said hi. They do this all the time. Here's a room full of people. BK Barreco is in front of 200 of his peers. It's got to be a tough room when you think about it. CEOs of all these companies, wannabe CEOs that are starting companies, you know, people that are trying to start companies. And here's a guy that just came off of a month where they increased volume by $1.2 million. And some of those gentlemen and women in that audience were saying, man, we're just barely holding on. It was a tough room, but I guarantee you BK would have delivered from his heart because I know how he communicates. And the whole time, this is the cool thing about this. Listen now, the whole time he's there doing his best, providing wisdom from the heart to his peers, he's using his iPhone to communicate with his team via Facebook about one of the newest diamonds that are there, the fact that they're opened in Kenya. He's connecting with his people in the field, his brand partners. He knows how to communicate from the heart. He knows how to share common experiences. Listen to this takeaway moment right here. No one ever achieves alone what they can do when partnering with others. No one ever achieves alone what they can do when partnering with others. That's so powerful. Number 9, once connected, you've got to move forward. If you want to influence others, and you've got this desire to get them moving in the right direction, then you've got to connect with them before you try to move them anywhere. These first 8 steps have to be in place before you can move anybody off dead center. I went to the bank on Monday because Dalton needed me to deposit a check. I put money in his account and walked out with this brand new little cockapoo. And this little guy and I have been connecting all week long. He'll lay up here on my desk by my computer when I'm doing the radio show, bring his head over for me to scratch. We're just getting to be buds. The way that you connect with people, the way you connect with your children, the way you connect with your pets, in theory, it's all the same. I can't get this dog to do anything until I've connected with its heart. I can't get my kids to do anything until I connect with their heart. I sure can't get my wife to do anything at all unless I connect with her heart. And bribe her with some chocolate, too. Won't hurt none. But you have to connect at the heart if you're going to move them forward. When you're raising up people, that's what you have to do. Most people in America have been raised in some type of a Judeo-Christian ethical and moral background. We often take that for granted, along with the benefits of free enterprise and capitalism. And when we look at our new friends in network marketing and around the world, because business now is global, you look at your friends on Facebook, you realize that people that are over in Poland and Hungary and the Czech Republic, they're used to surviving in a corrupt world with an oppositional government, with propaganda that says, you know, everything else sucks but us, with little or no values, ethical teaching that's there. Their environments are different all the way across the board. But yet we have all come together in different businesses, whether it's network marketing, whether it's an international business that you might be in today. And we've connected at the heart. Folks, if you'll take these 9 principles that I just shared out of John Maxwell and Jim Jordan's book, Becoming a Person of Influence, you will learn what it takes to go to that last level called multiplying. And tomorrow, the last day on this, we're gonna talk about empowering others and then duplicating that, showing not duplicating like we talk about sometimes in network marketing or in franchise-type businesses, direct selling total. But we're talking about multiplying in the fact that you're going to be raising up leaders that are going to become people of influence. They may be middle-level leaders. They may be just brand-new associates coming on board. But what you're going to do is be able to multiply people on becoming a person of influence. They may never earn more than $200-$300 in network marketing. They may never succeed at their franchise, but they will become a multiplier in themselves by going out there and influencing other people. And at the bottom of the day, at the very last, that's what it's about right there, is you want to become a person that multiplies others. That's the key. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Be back with us tomorrow. Radio for Your Mind, as we finish and conclude with John Maxwell and Jim Jordan's book, Becoming a Person of Influence, How to Positively Impact the Lives of Others. We'll Bye.